This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck Israel on Friday, leaving one person dead and at least 10 wounded. The strike rumbled through central Tel Aviv, causing shrapnel to rain down and spread shards of glass. The Houthis did claim responsibility for that attack, which was their first lethal strike in Israel. The Iran-backed Houthis launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the war, but until Friday, all were intercepted. The Houthis claim their newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system. The military said it believed the drone originated in Yemen, but attributed the hit to human error. The top United Nations court says that Israel's presence in the Palestinian-occupied territories is unlawful and called on it to end for settlement construction to stop immediately. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly denounced the non-binding opinion issued Friday by the 15-judge panel of International Court of Justice, but the unprecedented and sweeping condemnation of Israel's rule over the land it captured 57 years ago could increase the country's isolation. Friday's decision is separate from South Africa's case, saying Israel's war in Gaza amounts to genocide, which is a charge that Israel has denied. The global technology outage that grounded flights knocked out banks offline and media outlets off air after a faulty software update continued to disrupt companies and services around the world later in the day. It highlighted their dependence on just a handful of providers. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been convicted of espionage charges that his employer and the U.S. have rejected. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison after a secretive and rapid trial in Russia's highly politicized legal system. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in defendant's cage in the court and listened to the verdict. A rapidly growing chorus of Democratic lawmakers continues to call for U.S. President Joe Biden to drop his reelection bid. This is even as the president insists he is ready to return to the campaign trail to counter what he has called a dark vision laid out by the Republican rival Donald Trump. Biden is appealing and resisting pressure to drop out the election and appealing for party unity to take on former President Donald Trump. Biden is sidelined with COVID-19, but he's working to hold off pressure from Democrats at the highest level. His campaign chair on Friday acknowledged slippage in support, but said to MSNBC the campaign sees multiple paths to beating Trump. The Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government has announced a nationwide curfew across Bangladesh and ordered the deployment of military forces to maintain order following days of deadly clashes over the allocation of government jobs. The announcement was made by the General Secretary of the ruling League Party and came after police and security officials fired on protesters on Friday and also banned all gatherings in the capital. Media reports say several people were killed on Friday, with one broadcaster citing as many as 30 people dead. It also says the military has been deployed to help the civilian administration keep order in the country. On Saturday, the Belarusian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, is now celebrating 30 years in power. He is one of the world's longest serving, and some consider him one of the most ruthless leaders. He has done that by harshly silencing all dissent, reverting to Soviet style economic controls and methods, and also warming up to Russia, even as he sometimes tilted toward the West. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.